With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Thanks for listening to the Lakers Fast Break Podcast, part of the Hoopheads Podcast Network. Check out all their awesome basketball shows today at HoopheadsPod.com. For another episode of the Lakers Fast Break Podcast. A little bit too quick of that go live button there. It's Gerald Blaster coming right back at you here from Lakers Fast Break, Pop Culture Cosmos, Inside Sports, Fantasy Football, and Game Source. We truly appreciate everyone out there listening to all of our shows. And if you can, please give us a 5-star review coming in at you at 5D. How about 5D there? It's good.
Ooh. What's the fifth? Wait, what's the fifth dimension?
I'm trying to get it at you right now, going through the screen here. But if you can like, subscribe, follow, or do anything that you can to support us right here at the Lakers Fast Break, Pop Culture Cosmos, Inside Sports, Fantasy Football, Game Source, Lakerholics.com, and of course, our good friends at the Hoopheads Podcast Network, it is sincerely appreciated. Well, nothing seems to come easy lately for the Lakers, and even a day where Charlotte has played back-to-back, and the Lakers should be motivated after a terrible, terrible game in Portland. And for a time, it did look like it was going to be just that in the fourth quarter. After falling down in the third quarter by as many as, I think, 10 points at one time, the Lakers did storm back behind the great shooting of Carmelo Anthony and had an excellent 25-9 way a 5-minute run in the latter part of the third quarter to close out the quarter strong and give the Lakers a 7-point lead going into the fourth quarter, including a miraculous half-court 3-point shot by Malik Monk, which was truly sensational.
Yeah.
And the way Carmelo Anthony fed him the ball absolutely was a great play indeed. And then the Lakers extended that to a 14-point lead in the fourth quarter, but lo and behold, the composure of this supposedly experienced team was just incredible as the Lakers did everything they could to try and get Charlotte back in the game with an ejection and a flagrant foul by Rajon Rondo. And later on, a delay of game technical plus two technicals back to back by Carmelo Anthony and Russell Westbrook, culminating in 5 straight free throws from LaMelo Ball, brought the team back into the game with the Lakers, and it was really a close-knit battle after that. Right. And then some poor decision-making as far as who would get the ball in the last 2 minutes. Not the guy who's been hitting from three, not your superstar Anthony Davis, but everybody else seemed to be taking a shot. The ball was not moving, and when it was going to the wrong individual. And it looked like for all the wrong reasons that the Lakers were once again would snatch defeat out of the jaws of victory. But lo and behold, they managed to go ahead and take it to overtime. And in overtime, they did come out ahead and they played some good heady ball then. So better late than never as the Lakers win out in overtime, squeak it out 126 to 123 in a game that they should have much easier time of it against Charlotte. But here today to talk about the game, it's not Laker Tom, but another member of the Lakerholics.com organization. You got to go ahead and check out what he's doing today with his 5 things articles at Lakerholics.com. It is Admiral Akbar himself, Mr. Jamie Sweet. And Jamie, again, you have, quite frankly, 4 of the top 75 players of all time still on that team outside LeBron James. If you want to argue Dwight Howard, yes or no, whatever. I want to ask you this. I mean, the way that this team still finds ways to keep other teams in the game is truly baffling.
You know, it is, but there's so much. There's not, I mean, without LeBron, that's going to happen first off. But, you know, when you pointed out the, I mean, it's a veteran team. Like, this team seems to lose its composure fairly regularly.
I mean, there's so much great to talk about. I mean, right. Carmelo just did an outstanding job, 7 from 10 for 3, right. 29 points. Right. Anthony Davis had 32 points, 12 rebounds, 5 block shots.
Like in a power game. Like
yes,
a power
Russell game Westbrook, despite the fact he had 7 turnovers, which was once again a pain and
but
wrong
14
decisions
assists,
at the wrong
four,
time.
But 14 assists.
Yeah, still had a triple-double, 17, 14, and 12. I mean, right. I know that at times Austin Reeves played very heady defense.
Yeah, he's good. He's,
I don't know. It just
he's a rookie. He's going to take some rookie lumps, even if like, yeah. Just move on from those. And you'll
but
be
in the past,
human.
In the final couple of minutes, he took more shots than Carmelo, which was truly very hard to take.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure that was probably him listening to the coaches yell at him over and over in practice, like, and when you have an open shot, take it. But at some point, you know.
The ball just wasn't getting.
Yeah, keep it moving, or drive it into the paint. Don't shoot.
But
just,
it wasn't getting to AD no. or
Carmelo. Or Carmelo, who was on fire. Well, I'm pretty sure you know Charlotte did as much as they could to.
Well, they
to
they played
make
a funky
a shot,
zone
so,
at,
right,
at the very
yeah.
end of the game, and that really exactly. befuddled the Lakers.
Yeah, so I think that one of the things that's interesting about this win is we had a 2-1 assist ratio in our offense. So I do feel like, you know, for as much as the ball isn't zipping around and the fact that Russ had 7 turnovers, that meant that pretty much the rest of the team basically took care of the ball. Dwight was responsible for 3 of the other turnovers. And that's
AD
just,
had 4.
And AD had 4. And those are probably, you know, those.
Those you can live with.
Those you can live with. Those that's yeah. those are paint defenders. They're going to pick up fouls. Like, that's fine, you know, as long as it's not 5-5 or, you know, Dwight fouls out or, you know, gets thrown out. Because Rondo's good for 1 throw out a game. I almost just, you know, I had a teacher in my theater class who inevitably during a production, you know, people would show up and not really be motivated and just kind of be going through the motions. And that would be when he would throw a chair. And so I feel like when Rondo gets kicked out, sometimes it's to throw a chair. I'm not saying that that's what happened this time, but that, I don't know. It is a mystifying way for what is supposedly a veteran team to behave this early in the season, just constantly allowing the refs to throw them off their game, it would seem. And to their own detriment, you know, maybe some of those calls should go the other way. You know, it'll even out by the end of the season. You know, just you gotta try to play through it. And I feel like this team has not done a very good job of playing through it yet. But part of that is certainly due to their struggles, and that's due to the fact that this team has barely played together. And that's just a hard thing for any team to overcome, especially in the West.
Yeah, it's really a tough watch right now, though. I mean, their transition defense, especially in the first half, was absolutely horrid.
It's non-existent.
No, but Charlotte is, like the Lakers, a team that's very dependent
focused.
On transition.
Yes, focused on getting out on the break. But
and Felix is here in the chat, and he says, if we can't play defense, then just outscore the other team. I mean, that's what we had to do, ultimately. But in
right.
that fourth quarter, losing their composure cost them at least 7-8 points.
And is the Laker formula for victory really, well, Carmelo, you better go off. Like, cause
yeah, you better shoot 70%.
You better shoot, right. You better shoot, right. You better be hot, Carmelo, because otherwise, who else is scoring consistently? It's
I
mean,
think he was
AD,
mad that he was under 50% from 3 and decided he needed to get himself back over the 50%.
Back.
Yes.
I shall finish this season.
He was at 49.2, just yeah, to let you know, coming into the game. And of course, the 70% kind of kicked him over back over.
That's going to be like 50.3 or something like
yeah,
that.
He
right?
shoots
yeah.
very well at the Staples Center, oh. which is actually good news.
His jump shot is awesome to watch. I love watching Carmelo Anthony play. It's a lot of fun to watch him shoot the ball. The defensive side has its pros and cons, but that's this team. This team is, you know, we were talking about it in preseason, talking about it during camp. Now we're talking about it during the regular season. This team is not built to defend well. I don't even think when healthy, to be honest. I know that, like,
I know Inhaldi still has lots of issues defensively.
Just in terms of, like, it's a young man's sport. Like, you can't have all aged defenders. Like, it's not like a Kurosawa movie. You know, the five aged samurais may not hold the fort. Like, we got to have some guys with the – and that's why I'm hopeful when Nunn comes back, maybe THT, one of those guys can maybe, you know, along with Avery Bradley and a lot less Rondo, give us some options, odd-looking options maybe. Maybe we go a little smaller than we normally tend to do and play all three guards, what, Westbrook, Nunn, and Bradley, in order to, like, have some, you know, speed and skill on the perimeter in terms of defense. But I don't know. There's just so much imbalance on this team. And there's so many guys who I feel like you can only play on one end of the court reliably. And that's just an impossible situation to coach through. You don't have enough timeouts. It's not like hockey. You can't just rotate the line, you know, when you're running back and forth. So it's going to be interesting. You know, when you said there, before we started, that there's been no definitive victories for this team, I would completely agree with that. And I would even say that there have been a few defining losses. In terms of the tendency to give up big leads to inexperienced and younger teams, is certainly a pattern that has defined the season so far. People are going to look at the Houston game and be like, well, you know, look how great we defended against Houston in that one game. But then they turned right around and ran the score up on us and almost beat us in that game. So, you know, this team has to figure out a way to if it's going to rely on experience, the experience has to figure out a way to stop the ball in transition, to slow the game down when it needs to be slowed down, and, you know, get the ball out of the guy who's hitting shots his hands. And the number one thing, to be honest, is to defend without fouling. This team has given up an ungodly amount of free throws early in the season. You know, tonight was an outlier for us. We got to the line fairly frequently as a team tonight.
Miraculously, we outshot them at the free throw line.
That's what I'm saying. 20.
Even with the gift free throws that they got from several technicals and flagrants, we outshot them at the free throw line.
It just brought it up to almost even for once. Like, it's like, I think the second or maybe third time it's happened this season. It's not happened a lot. We normally shoot under 20 free throws per game, and it's astounding to me, considering that we're such a drive the ball into the paint team. It seems incredible that that's the way it is, but so far.
This is Raphael from NBADraftJunkies.com, and you are listening to the Lakers Fast Break.
Check out what's been going on with the Pop Culture Cosmo Show and the PCC Multiverse. My last movie that I saw in the theaters was The Last Skywalker. I know, condolences to me.
Wow, man. Nice. I just had talked about that, and I completely forgot that I saw that movie.
Yes.
It doesn't speak great things about it, I suppose.
That's the Pop Culture Cosmo Show.
And the PCC Multiverse.
Catch our shows on Worldwide Radio 7 days a week and wherever you get your podcasts. But I'll ask you this, my friend. Again, it comes to me about a lack of composure. And these things where the Lakers, even when they have prosperity, going up 14, things are looking really good. Carmelo's hitting from the outside. They get away from that late in the game. Even AD, who's got 30 points for you, and you just 22 minutes left. I see Avery Bradley doing a drive. I see Austin Reeves taking, I think, two shots. Russell Westbrook making, you know, a mistake after mistake. It's something where I think the decision making needs to go ahead and say, hey, you've got AD out on the floor. He's your best player. You've got Carmelo out on the floor. He's your best shooter. You got to get the ball and live and die with them.
One way or the other. Yeah. I mean, I have never been a big fan of the Frank Vogel offense, whatever you want to call it. It seems to be let the players.
Well, I don't think it's just the Frank Vogel offense. I think it's the decision making about who has the ball, and unfortunately, right now it's Russell Westbrook.
It's Russ, but it's also Avery and Austin taking those shots and not moving the ball or driving the ball into the, you know, being a little bit smarter with the ball, even when they, you know, you don't have to shoot it. You know, you can make a different kind of a basketball play. You can collapse the defense. You know, take the ball back to the basket, even with your dribble going. You know, there's a lot you can try to do. So. You know, I don't know, man. Like, I hear you on the lack of polish on our late game offense, and I think that that will probably be an issue until LeBron comes back, because LeBron has a way of making different types of plays that Russ makes. They both kind of turn the ball over the same amount. LeBron, I think, is a better scorer overall. And Russ maybe, you know, I think in theory has better vision, but that LeBron, because of his size and height and equal passing skill, is able to complete more passes than Russ is maybe just, frankly, just a little too small to make. Like, you know, the pass has no hope. So those are the passes I wish he would cut down on. But, the guy plays the game at fifth speed, and it's going to be on the late. This is the problem, is that, like, you've got a guy who plays at fifth speed surrounded by veteran minimum guys over 33, most of whom only do one thing or the other, you know, well. And you hope that Carmelo Anthony goes off. That is the Laker offense right now. Is like, you hope that the other guys do enough and that Carmelo Anthony goes off. That's Laker basketball right now.
And that's concerning that so much pressure is put on Carmelo Anthony because coming
and for
the
AD,
bench,
AD to score between 25 and 30 points efficiently.
Yeah.
If those two things don't happen, this team is not winning. So,
I mean, you got it tonight from Anthony Davis. You know, really solid game, 32 and 12, five block shots, 13 to 25 from the field goal line. He's not shooting threes at all. I mean, he's been terrible this year at threes, but outside of that,
and last.
And last. And it's just really something since the bubble, he's not been strong at all shooting threes. But again, you can't argue with 13 out of 25. Carmelo Anthony, 9 of 13, 7 of 10 from 3. I mean, these are the type of performances that should be rewarded with a victory. It's just that, like you said, it's everybody else that's not giving you any type of consistency, and that's something to be of concern of. But again, there are brief flashes that we need to talk about, because, you know, Laker Tom, if he were here, would probably say, Gerald, you guys are half glass empty there. So let's go ahead and talk a little bit about what's positive before
Chock full of reality. It's
exactly. Before always we head on out. Yes, before reality. We head on out and talk about what you're working on at Five Things. And that is some of the positive things going on. Malik Monk giving you 10 points in 17 minutes. Wayne Ellington, 2 for 3 from 3-point lane. That's his area. That's his area of expertise. Defensively, he's still a liability, but if you can keep him out on the floor, have him hit a couple threes like that, there you go. Austin Reeves, you know, you're hoping he can find the stroke at some point in time, but his defense, you know, even though it's not great, it's still better than probably anyone out there on the perimeter at this time. So, you know what, right now it's going to be, cause you see him matched up against all the big name players. So it seems like he's their go-to guy right now on the defensive end, but you're finding some type of positivity right now, because DeAndre Jordan, he only can give you so much, 10 points, 8 rebounds, but all of it was in the first quarter, basically, playing 11 minutes only.
Right.
But Kent Bazemore has given you nothing as of late. In fact, he gave you a big donut today in only 14 minutes. He got an early pull from the game because he just wasn't being effective at all. Yeah. Avery Bradley, I think you're getting what you're going to get out of him. I don't think he's the defensive stalwart he once was, even his last turn around in Lakerland. And
same as Dwight.
Yeah. These are not the 2019-2020 Lakers that you saw as far as Dwight Howard and Avery Bradley are concerned. But Dwight Howard, okay today. I mean, the bench has played in their wins. Their bench has been a key to their victory. And it's not just Carmelo, but the entire bench has had a role in it. So what can we do to keep going as far as that type of effectiveness coming off the bench?
I mean, you just got to give them chances to succeed. First of all, you know, if they don't play, they won't get a shot. But, you know, I still think that there are problematic lineups that we trot out there. Like, you can't play DeAndre, Rondo, Wayne, or Carmelo, or Malik Monk in any greater combination of just two of them, right? Like, any two of them is, like, essentially okay. Malik Monk and Rondo is kind of death, because then the ball is just entering the paint at will. there's so many guys on this team that are, you know, just kind of defensive liabilities. And to, I will say this, to Carmelo's credit, I feel like he's like treading water, right? He's not neither too negative or too positive. He's like holding the fort, and I'm cool with that. But like Malik Monk is a problem on defense. DeAndre Jordan is a huge problem on defense. Rondo is a huge problem on defense. And so if anytime those two guys are playing with, you know, it just gets bad quickly. And it's easy to think like, well, that was only 2 years ago, but that's, you know, 2 years of NBA action, which is a lot of wear and tear on the body. I don't know. It's a concern. And, you know, as soon as we can get THT and Nunn back and hopefully LeBron back, but I'm thinking LeBron might be out till about Christmas or so, if not after Christmas, and just, you know, hit it hard in January, hopefully. But the main thing is, you know, AD has to play like this every night. This has to be the baseline. If it's much below this, this team has absolutely no chance to win 80 to 70% of the NBA basketball games that are coming its way. We've gone through our soft part of the schedule just about, and are about to face a much tougher portion of the schedule. One thing I will say is this team under, you know, the Lakers under Frank Vogel traditionally perform better, or like surprisingly well, I should say, on the road. So perhaps that will hold true this season as well, because we have not dominated at Staples by any stretch of the imagination. So, you know, we'll see. This is how we come out of December is going to be, if we're, you know, 10th, 11th in the West, it's going to be a tough road to get up into a top six seed from there. And then you're just kind of hoping to avoid the play-in, which is an astounding thing to consider when you gaze upon the assembled talent on the roster. That if that is the best that this team can achieve in the West, which is not the truth yet. It's, you know, just a, you know, one potentiality out of many. But the fact that it's a potentiality, I think, is what's most concerning.
We're signaling the ref for a quick timeout, but we'll be back with more of the Lakers Fast Break Podcast. Needing an edge for your fantasy football team? Listen to the guys at Inside Sports Fantasy Football for insight that will help you reach your league championship. That's Inside Sports Fantasy Football. Check it out today on your favorite podcast outlet.
Well, before we head on out, my friend, it's been great having you here. Once again, it's Admiral Akbar, Jamie Sweet of Lakerholics.com. What you got planned for us at Lakerholics.com? I know your latest five things covered the debacle in Portland.
Barely.
I know Laker Tom has been very happy that you've been throwing away your first drafts and your rough drafts, and you've been putting up something a little bit softer and kinder towards the Lakers, even though that kind of makes me angry that you may not be telling the entire 100% reality that there is.
You know, it's just
praise
it's just,
them when they need to be praised, but make sure you're yes. Give them a observant, critical eye when they need it.
Nobody's more of a armchair finger wagger than myself.
Although I'm close.
Well, I mean, you know, it's fun, right?
Yes.
But
I need to get Laker Tom up in arms.
Yeah. Well, and you know, I think that there is. It's not that I think any of us doubt that the Lakers will put this together better at some point in the future, especially if health, you know, starts to swing our way a little bit. But, you know, let's just assume for a second that this team gets healthy by the end of December and is at 500. If they can play, you know, a couple, 2 months period of basketball as a healthy unit, I think they'll be able to figure it out better than we've seen up to this point. It's just, what will it look like then? Will it be 500, or will it be, you know, a 45, 48, 40%, just because of things that just didn't go your way in a game, you know, because it's the regular season and that happens. And this team, you know, has to play such a specific set of guys has to play so well every night, which is true of any team, but it just seems to be magnified on this. And they're all just much older than you normally would expect to have to count on a guy to do that. So while it will be a complimentary five things tomorrow, there are just some a lot of concerns on my end regarding the overall age of the roster.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, if you want to go ahead and check out the great work that he does, please do so today. And you can share your thoughts and comments on what's going on with the Lakers there at Lakerholics.com. Don't forget Laker Tom's latest articles as well. Plus, there's a lot of great things going on with the interaction that Jamie and whole gang of Lakerholics.com fans have at Lakerholics.com. So be part of the conversation today at Lakerholics.com. And it's so funny. I just got the note in from Laker Tom. Both you and I did. Laker Tom is alive. He did switch internet. I think that's what happened because the internet switched on him. So he got blanked out, he says, with 7 minutes to go. He meant the internet was knocked out. He thought it froze the country. So you know what? Laker Tom, he's always prepared for something like that. So wishing you all the best, Laker Tom. I know you're going to hear this on your hike, so
yes,
wishing you all the best indeed.
Always.
Yes, we stay want, safe, my friend.
We want you to live. We want you to live.
You live, man.
As long as it's not
Wolverines.
No, as long as it's not like that South Park episode where everybody has to come out west to find the internet because the giant router that powers America needs to be unplugged and plugged.
This is true, absolutely.
Classic episode.
Oh, Laker Tom. Oh, we got nothing but love for you, my friend. Wolverines.
Yeah, and you gotta win. You gotta win on your
blackout. Absolutely. Yes, no matter how excruciating it was. Maybe it's glad he got it conked out with 7 minutes to go, because I don't think he would have liked the last 7 minutes of it. Would have liked the ending, but yes.
Yeah, he probably saw all the best parts of the game and be like, you guys are crazy. That game was amazing.
Yeah, exactly. Because around 7 minutes ago, they were up by 14. Right. But you and I digress. But Jamie, it's been great to have you here. I know we'll have Laker Tom back later in the week. I know Joe Sorrell wants to come on Wednesday. After the game, so we'll see what Joe Sorrell from LakersBall.com has to say about the Lakers and everything going on there after the game against Miami. I know that Laker Tom was a little bit pessimistic about Miami, but they have struggled as of late, so you know the Lakers may have a chance on Wednesday. For once, I was a little bit more positive on the Lakers beating Miami. So
they got a few days to prep. So. That usually bodes well for they usually get a film session. This team does well with film sessions, I feel like.
But they also play better well when they're a little bit more composed. But stop giving up those 5-point plays.
Please.
But I'll tell you what, Jamie, great to have you here, my friend. We got to do a late night Laker session here, although actually we're kind of doing it right now. But
yeah, we kind of ended up doing a late one.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, you got to come back on this week, talk more about the Lakers. Back, are you available on Friday, after the game on Friday?
I probably will be. I can probably make that happen.
Okay, sounds good. Even we'll have Mr. Laker Tom, if he's come out of his bunker from the alien invasion.
He might have liked it. He might have been like, oh, look how quiet society used to be. Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah, I'm not going to challenge Laker Tom because he's probably got something very prepared. And, I don't want to,
Listen, positive sign.
I'm a friend.
Positive signs of the game. 2-1 assist ratio for the team.
End up with right through my eyes.
No.
Right there.
Certainly
oh, I'm sorry,
not.
Gerald.
Certainly not. What is he like, Mel Gibson and Signs? Is that what's going on? He lives in a giant crop field.
I see strange things. Yes. Or cut into the grass. All those alien.
Although signs. I liked Joaquin Phoenix in a tinfoil hat. That was a pretty classic.
That was amazing. Wolverines. But I'll tell you what, Jamie, it was a heart wrenching game.
Heart wrenching victory.
So, yes, we'll take it. As a win is a win here at the Lakers Fast Break, as they did win 126-123. Excellent performances around from Carmelo Anthony and Anthony Davis to spur the Lakers to victory. If you have any questions for us at Lakers Fast Break on Twitter, LakersFastBreak@yahoo.com, send your comments in on the Lakers. We'd love to hear them on the show. We do appreciate the uptick in listens lately. We do appreciate everybody going ahead and downloading. And if you have a friend that loves the Lakers, go ahead and have them give us a listen. Wherever you get your podcasts. So that's the Lakers Fast Break. And of course, our good friends at Lakerholics.com. Just got to go there for the banter between Jamie and Laker Tom. That makes it all worthwhile.
We have fun. No, it's good. It's good. Okay. I like it. You know, Michael H is on fire these days. DJ 20 KB24 is on fire these days. There's a lot of people got some interesting takes on what's going on, and you know, it's
that's for sure.
There's a lot of people who have watched a lot of basketball over there, and it's nice to you know, go back and forth and hear what they have to say. And you know, L Rob, another one, you know,
got nothing but love for L Rob. L Rob, yeah,
exactly.
Hope you can get back on here as soon as possible.
Mongo Slade. Anyway, yeah, it's a very vibrant discussion, so feel free to pop on by.
Lakerholics.com. All right, my friend. Once again, the Lakers squeak it out in overtime, 126-123. And we'll be back on Wednesday after the Miami game. Looking forward to hopefully a good victory for the Lakers. Can we make it two in a row? We'll find out on Wednesday right here at the Lakers.